It's not too early to start thinking about your furnace tune-up. The friendly technicians at Design Air Heating and Cooling will clean and test your furnace so it runs safely and efficiently all winter. Peace of mind that your family is safe during the heating season. If you need a new furnace, Design Air is the number one trained dealer in the Midwest. Design Air Heating and Cooling. See more at designair.net. Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals. That's Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. In just a moment, you'll hear a breakdown of this series upcoming, beginning tonight on Fox Sports Midwest with Chris Raby. Well, it's the second ever four-game sweep in Wrigley. First time since 1921. So the Cardinals begin play tonight. Three games in front of Milwaukee, and now Chicago seven back. The Cardinals are the second team in the history of Wrigley Field to go on the road in their history and have a four-game sweep against the Cubbies, with all four games being one-run victories. Thursday, 5-4. Carpenter, go-ahead home run in the 10th. Friday, 2-1. Molina, go-ahead two-run single in the 6th. Saturday, 9-8, wild game. Molina and DeYoung back-to-back home runs on the first two pitches of that inning. And then yesterday, a 3-2 win. Martinez triple. Goldschmidt, the game-winning double in the 9th. And the Cardinals clinched a playoff spot. It snapped a three-year absence, which had been the longest since the turn of the century for the club. This now means that since 2000, Cardinals have made the playoffs 13 of the last 20 years. We'll have more on that with Chris Raby. This is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds. Visit lordosdiamonds.com, men's and women's jewelry. Want to remind you, we're also brought to you by Westport Social. Let the pros at Westport Social hook you and your crew up with a semi-private space to eat, drink, play for your next big event. Bachelor, bachelorette parties, corporate events, everything in between. Visit westportsocial-stl.com today and begin planning a night your crew will never forget. Live music on the weekends, brunch on Sunday. That is Westport Social. Coming up, it's Chris Raby. Hey, St. Louis. Fall is in the air. That means football watch parties, chili cook-offs, caramel apples, and so much more. Are you looking to get all those fall essentials in one place? You'll find it at Schnucks. Schnucks is all about saving you time and money. So instead of bouncing around from store to store, go to one place that rewards you and gets you what you need. It's Schnucks. Get ready for fall. Get ready at Schnucks. For all your fall essentials, think Schnucks.
The Cardinals sweep the Cubs in Chicago and head west to the desert. Their final three road games of the 2019 season against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Redbirds closing in on a potential National League Central division crown as they sit three games in front of the Milwaukee Brewers before Monday night's action. Adam Wainwright will be on the mound for the Cardinals to open the series in Arizona on Monday. Wainwright will take on Alex Young Tuesday. The scheduled starters, Jack Flaherty and former Cardinal Mike Leake, and for Wednesday afternoon's finale, Michael Wacha and Merrill Kelly. The Cardinals continue to roll and are at a season-best 22 games above 500. The Redbirds record 89-67. And we head to Arizona right now to preview the series with Mike Farren of Diamondbacks Radio, also MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike_Farren. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hi, Chris. I'm looking forward to seeing the Cardinals. Boy, a lot's changed since the All-Star break. That team is rolling.
A lot has changed since the All-Star break. A lot has changed since we saw the Diamondbacks in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals. And I'm wondering first, from your vantage point, a Diamondbacks team, and really a big chunk of the NL was kind of hanging around in the wild card race for quite some time. What's the last month or so, what's the story been for Arizona since we saw you guys in St. Louis?
Well, I mean, they got on a really good run at the end of August and into the first week in September, and then, you know, lost a late lead against Cincinnati and got swept in a four-game set in New York, and that's what really set them back. You know, it was a team that had, you know, made some trades at the deadline that were interesting in that they added a couple of starting pitchers, Zach Gallen, the former Cardinal prospect, and Mike Leake, Both of them have pitched pretty well. Leek's numbers don't look great overall, but his last four or five starts have been excellent. And they traded away Zach Greinke, which allowed them to free up some money. And one of the players they got back is Josh Rojas, who's pretty much manned left field since that deal, or about 2 weeks after that when they got called up from AAA Reno. So it's been a team that I think has exceeded a lot of expectations this year. I don't think many people thought very highly of the Diamondbacks coming into the year. I think that they felt like they had a chance to at least replicate last year's 82-80 record and do it maybe a little differently. And I think with 80 wins right now, they're on a pretty good pace to maybe even exceed that with three left against the Padres still after the Cardinals series. So it's a transition year, but it's one that where they were surprisingly competitive in a lot of people's minds. And I think they're set up for a very interesting winter and an intriguing 2020.
You know, from just a storyline standpoint, for me personally, and I'm sure Cardinal fans, it was great to see Luke Weaver get back on the mound for the Diamondbacks over the weekend on Saturday. Two scoreless innings through just 19 pitches. First time that he's been on a big league mound since May. And I'm wondering just what you have seen or what you have learned about Luke in the short time that he's been a member of the organization, Mike. I know maybe a frustrating injury for him this year, but hard to work your way back at this time of year with no minor league games to play in. But what it was and what it meant for Luke and maybe as well for the organization to get him in a game yesterday and maybe build some momentum towards the offseason and next year.
Well, I think this comeback this season speaks a lot to Luke's work ethic, and I think that's what stands out. And I'm just talking to somebody who in the organization who said, listen, no, this wasn't something that we were pushing for. This was Luke wanted to do this. He really, really crushed the rehab for what was a flexor tendon and a UCL issue, and they were minor enough that no doctor recommended surgery. But you know, when you're talking about the moneymaker for a pitcher, it's still going to be a little bit scary. And I think that's the biggest thing that we've learned about him is his competitiveness, his work ethic. He's a very good pitcher. He's made a couple of adjustments. You know, he invested on his own on some of the technology that's available now for pitchers this winter to try and help refine his secondary pitches a little bit better. And I think you saw a little bit more consistent curveball and cutter this year, though, you know, it's still fastball and changeups as moneymakers. And I just think it's, you know, it was a real positive step forward. The fact that they got him onto a mound, if he's healthy, and, you know, there's every indication to believe that he is going to be healthy going into 2020. You know, he and Gallen together are a very, very good young duo that could help to anchor their rotation for the next several years.
Yeah, so Weaver, of course, part of the package for Paul Goldschmidt. And I read kind of an interesting column in the Arizona Republic by Greg Moore that essentially said the Diamondbacks should focus on ruining the postseason for Paul Goldschmidt and making sure that he has to watch at home. Is there resentment in Arizona towards Paul Goldschmidt getting traded? Like, yeah, and the way you and I talked about it, like Mike Hazen and Torrey Lovello, like they drove personally to Goldschmidt's home to tell him about the deal, and he was like kind of devastated by it at the time.
I would say that that's probably that columnist is not indicative of the feeling of most sports fans in Arizona in any capacity, regardless of sports. So I think, listen.
And I didn't mean to, like, put you on the spot or single him out, but I was just like, wow, that's an interesting take.
I don't think he has very good opinions, personally. They're not real based in fact. I mean, I think from a competitive standpoint, the Diamondbacks would love to force the Cardinals to lose three straight and at least have to, you know, either clinch the division at Busch or be put into a position where, you know, they have to look over their shoulders for the Brewers next weekend. I mean, that's competition, right?
Sure.
You're
going
to go head-to-head with that. But there's absolutely no resentment towards Paul Goldschmidt. Paul Goldschmidt is arguably one of the three greatest players. I don't think it's even arguably. He's one of the three greatest players in this franchise's history. That's Randy Johnson, it's Luis Gonzalez, and it's Paul Goldschmidt. The guy was a finalist for the MVP award three times. He was a runner-up twice. He's a tremendous citizen. He's an outstanding person. You've seen it, Chris. Like, this guy, there's like nothing not to like about him. And for that to be, you know, out there, that perception is really disappointing, I think, that anyone would take that. Because I don't think anybody is I think people are probably still more disappointed that the Diamondbacks traded Paul Goldschmidt than they are in anything that Paul Goldschmidt did. And I just that's just ludicrous to me to even think that. I mean, this guy was one of the really great players and great gentlemen, and I don't think anybody – I know everybody within the Diamondbacks organization still holds him in the highest esteem for the person and player that he was and is.
All right, Chris, thank you. If you want to get an advantage over the house this fall, you need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. BetQL's algorithm rates bets on a 1-5 scale based off its predictive model for lines, helping you identify the best bets of the week. Want to know who pro bettors are betting on? BetQL shows you sharp data comparing the amount of money placed on a bet and the percentage of public tickets on a game. You can stay up to date with line movement with BetQL and track lines leading up to kickoff. Download BetQL for your smartphone or go to BetQL.com to sign up right now. BetQL.com. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com.
Mike Farron of Diamondbacks Radio and also MLB Network Radio XM. I'll leave you with this, Mike, as we get set for the series in Arizona. Again, coming out of the All-Star break, it was 3 in St. Louis. What have you learned, or how do you think, in your eyes, this Cardinal team that you'll see over the next 3 days is different from the team that was with Arizona right around 500 coming out of the break?
You know, it's funny. I did another local podcast and with a prominent writer in St. Louis, and he asked me if I thought the Cardinals are a playoff team, and I said, no, I don't think that there's any chance that they are. I just didn't see it. And boy, was I wrong. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, the team has, I think Carlos Martinez coming back and stabilizing the end of game really helped. I think Andrew Miller pitching better in the second half has helped that as well. You know, Gallegos is outstanding. I think he might be the most unheralded reliever in the National League. The rotation, being able to have Hudson get on this run that he has. You know, he's really pitched well overall this season, but that eight-start stretch that extended until, you know, he starts Saturday against the Cubs, to have that as the number two behind Flaherty, who's great, you know, was really important. And I think the Adam Wainwright resurgence has been big for them as well. And, you know, it's a team that has really established itself as a very good pitching team. The infield defense has significantly improved. I don't think that it's any, you know, doubt that one of the major reasons was why, because Paul Goldschmidt is there as one of the best defensive players in the league. And while Goldschmidt hasn't had maybe a standard Paul Goldschmidt year, the second half has been very good, and he swung the bat extremely well in September and won in the game Sunday against the Cubs. And, you know, Ozuna has had some moments, although he slowed a little bit of late. So, I mean, I think all of those things together have helped to create, you know, a team that is better than I anticipated, for sure. And I think that they're, you know, the thing that lines them up well for the postseason is that they're pretty good at run prevention. You know, they have good starting pitching. They have a very good and unheralded bullpen. I mean, I'm not sure that outside of the hardest of hardcore baseball fans that a whole lot of people could pick John Brebbia out of a crowd. Well, maybe with the beard they could, but like, that's really good. And they've done a really very good job of preventing runs and improving the defense. And they deserve a lot of credit for that. And it's gonna pay off in most likely a National League Central Division championship.
Mike Farron of Diamondbacks Radio and also MLB Network Radio. We appreciate it, man, and we will talk very soon. Always enjoy the chats. Thanks for the time.
Anytime, Chris. Thanks.
3 in Arizona and then 3 back in St. Louis against the Cubs at Busch Stadium. the Cardinals closing in on the National League Central. For Scoops with DannyMac.com, previewing the Cardinals and Diamondbacks, I'm Chris Raby.
Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of Scoops with DannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men, 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men.